AOPA presents Never Again, True Pilot Stories from the World of General Aviation. In this episode, a 182 pilot gets two post-maintenance surprises. Fly Along in Two in One Airplane by Ron Wren. We did a thorough pre-flight walk-around, exactly as prescribed by the pilot's operating handbook, for November 5533 Sierra, a Cessna 182TRG, and then departed San Rafael Airport, International, we affectionately called Charlie Alpha 35. We headed over San Francisco Bay, across the Golden Gate Bridge at 3,000 feet, and a quick descent to 1,500 feet to stay under the Class Bravo airspace around San Francisco International. I was flying left seat. Dan was working the radios from the right. Dan was featured in Pilot's Dan Sorkin in the December 2009 issue of AOPA Pilot. Down the coast of California we cruised, and then east from Ventura to Chino to see the Planes of Fame Museum. After aircraft lusting and a light lunch, it was time to head home. This time, Dan took the left seat, and we retraced our route up the Pacific coast. A look at the fuel gauges suggested that a stop in Salinas would be in order, so a few miles out, Dan hit the gear lever. I looked out the window and cheerfully said, "I've got one on the right." The world's longest pause was followed by, "I haven't got one on the left." If it weren't for the roar of our 230-horsepower Continental engine, you could have heard a pin drop. We would have preferred to have heard the gear drop. Dan flipped the gear lever up, and the right wheel responded. Down came the lever, and again I had one on the right. Dan had none on the left. Now it was sweat time. Open the POH and check. The circuit breaker. Nothing. Pump the handle that forces hydraulic fluid into the gear system. No gear action. A hard pull up to a stall in an attempt to shake the gear loose. No luck. Time to advise the tower and do a flyby. We were told the obvious. You have 2 out of 3, but don't land on 2-6 or 3-1. You'll close the airport. Try 3-2. Try? I'll call the fire department. Fire department? A few more pumps, stalls, and wiggles to no avail, and it was time to land on runway 3-2. Dan made the most perfect greaser of his more than 50 years of flying. All we could hear was a soothing sandpaper sound as the fuselage gently touched the tarmac. It was utterly quiet until the blades hit. The line staff towed the 182 to the hangar, and the mechanics put it up on a jack. About an hour later, the FBO manager said, "Looks like somebody forgot to put the safety wires back when you had the brakes worked on. The bolt must have vibrated loose and jammed in the well." The POH pre-flight checklist had said nothing about checking safety wires and brake caliper bolts. Never again would we make the pre-flight rounds without checking the gear. You know what happens next. The engine has to be torn down looking for damage. Months later, it was returned to us and everything was fine, until one of the owners noticed a few drops of oil on the hangar floor. "Probably just a nut that needs tightening," said our friend at the Salinas FBO. "Fly her down, have lunch, and we'll send you on your way." After a thorough pre-flight, including checking safety wires on the gear, we headed south to Salinas, had lunch, and returned to find the cowl off the 182 and two techs with flashlights looking in. "What's the trouble?" we asked. "Someone at the rebuild facility forgot to torque the nuts that hold the engine cases together. Look, you can unscrew them by hand." Once again, you could have heard a pin drop. Oh, I used that cliche already. While Dan and I contemplated a gear-up landing in the Pacific Ocean with the engine departing the airplane in pieces to the left and right. Months later, the airplane was back at San Rafael. We were back, considering another flight, with two admonitions fresh in our minds. Never again trust the POH as the only requirement for pre-flighting the airplane. And never again trust some well-meaning tech to tear down the engine and almost completely put it back together. The Never Again Podcast is brought to you by AOPA, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. You can find more Never Again stories online at AOPA.org by typing Never Again into the search box. While you're there, check out FlyQ, AOPA's integrated flight planning software, as well as the many free online training and safety courses from the Air Safety Institute. Find all of this and more at AOPA.org. The Never Again Podcast is produced by Royce Earle. Thanks for listening. Fly safely.